We have Johnny and Jody Burrows up tonight. We're really excited about them teaching us about living out their faith. Y'all ready to roll?
Before we begin, I'd like for Johnny to pray over us. And first off, I'd like to say, I'm so thankful y'all are family, because I'd be nervous if y'all weren't. But thank y'all for being here.
Father, we come to you today, and we thank you, Father, for what you have done and are doing. And Father, as we walk this walk of faith that you set before us, give us wisdom in what to do and when to do and how to do. And Father, we just praise you, and we thank you for this church, because if it wasn't for this church and the words that went forth, we wouldn't be here today. And I thank you for it. And I ask that you would be with Jody as she speaks tonight. Give her the words to say and anoint her lips in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Susan, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity and for the church. It's exciting for me. When this journey started for me, and I told the Lord, you get me through this, and I will tell the world. I will not be silent. I will tell the world. And this church body has been such a blessing to us. In Matthew 25, and it starts in verse 35, Jesus is talking, and he said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me." This church body fed us, loved us, prayed over us, brought strength to us when the days were really dark. Now, I told the Lord, I said, "I'm not going to cry." This journey started for us like a year ago about this time. The end of March, I had gone out to Rebecca. She's our youngest daughter. She lives in Oklahoma. She was going to Europe for several days, and I said, "Well, I will come out and I will dog sit." And my sister and I went out. And during this time, I just had this discomfort in my right hip, thinking it was a sciatic nerve, and I just kept going. So we came home the end of March, and about the first week of April, I was showering, and I literally heard my right hip pop. And I thought, well, this is not good. This is different. Long story short, we finally get in to see a friend of ours. And, well, previous to that, let me back up. We had gone to Little Rock and seen a hip doctor, and he said, "You've got something going on. There's an underlying issue. This is not your initial problem," he said. So we come back home. You know, the medical field doesn't always move with fast wheels. Sometimes they move at a snail's pace. And I'm not a really patient person sometimes, but I had to be. So I went to this friend of ours, and that's when she discovered that I had a lump in my right breast. And I'm like, really? So then we go from there, and we get connected with a Dr. Yara Robertson in Little Rock at Carti. I go down for an extensive mammogram, and I have this stuff done, and they take me in this room, and the first words out of their mouth was, "Not good. And I looked at them. And Karen Wilkins, I'll never forget your words. I will live and not die. That is exactly what come out of my mouth, out of my spirit. And I looked at that person and I said, I've got a granddaughter that graduates next year. I will see her graduate and I will hold her babies. If you don't have this book, I highly recommend it. First words matter. Last words stand. And you know, the first words out of my mouth were life. And the last words before I leave this world way down the road is going to be the word of God. I will not veer from it. I will not allow anything to steer me from what God has provided. This Bible right here is, every word in that was written for us. Whatever circumstance comes our way, whatever trials we might face along the way, he's got it all right in there. And Jeff Humphreys blessed me with this book, and I highly recommend this. It was a gift to my heart. And it was a confirmation, Jeff, because previous, in 2020, the Lord just laid it on my heart to memorize Psalms 91. And I'm like, I can't do that. But I have. And when you pray Psalms 91 and you're praying over family or people that you love or people that you know need to hear this, be specific and call their names. Call their names. I would go to sleep at night. During this time, I wasn't able to sleep in the bed with Johnny. He was in our bedroom. I was across the hall in Rebecca's old bedroom. And I would lay in there, and I dug into the archives of Ladies Bible Study and listened to Bonnie preach at me till I would fall asleep at night. Just to have that seated in my spirit. I had to. It was a lifeline for me. A lifeline. And I listened to Karen's testimony, and one thing that just dropped in my spirit, Karen, was goal set, goal met. Yeah. I was literally bedridden. There was no way I could have done this. Because I literally felt like that my hip was not attached during that time because I couldn't move my leg. And I was totally, totally bedridden. And this man right here did everything for me from cooking. And he got to the point he said, are we really hungry? Because if we cook, we're going to have to clean the kitchen. Do you have anything to say?
Her first words were literally what she said a while ago. When she said the doctor, she was in bed, sick, couldn't get out. And Kathy had come visit her that day. And I was over at Mark's doing a service call over at Darnell, and Kathy called me. And she said, Johnny, you got to get her somewhere and get her somewhere quick. I said, all right, I'll be right there. I got finished out. I was finishing up when she called me. I got home. It was Kathy and Jody's sister there in the bedroom. I looked at her and I said, we're going to look, Conway, don't give me no lip, that's where we're going. we gotta do something. We took her to Conway Regional, and the words out of that ER doctor's mouth to her sister was, it's a good thing you got her there now, because she wouldn't last. Well, they run tests on her and everything, and she was in the room. And I'll never forget, doctor come in and he gave her the diagnosis of what they thought it was. They didn't know. We went for a couple, 2 or 3 months without mm-hmm. them giving us any word.
Yes.
That's right.
And he gave us his diagnosis. And I never will forget the look on that doctor's face when she said, "I will live and not die." Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, that's what we want. I mean,
yep.
But
he did.
We had done set our course as to what we was going to do.
Yep.
I told Jody, I said, I don't care what they do, but I know what me and you are going to do. We're going to stand on God's word, and we're going to do everything in our His might to bring you through this. Because it says, by His stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
And if we are healed, then we need to live it out. I'm going to add something right here. Susan, you was talking about healing Sunday before last. And the Holy Spirit told me, said, if you don't live by that, by His stripes, then my dying on Calvary and the stripes I took were in vain. And boy, that hit me like a ton of brick. Because I'm believing that's what it is.
Amen.
By His stripes we are healed.
Amen. During all this time, from the time, the really dark time, I journaled. And I'm probably on my fourth journal. And just to know, I can look back and I can see the hand of God through all of it. I was very open with Him. There were times that I'd say, this is not a good day. This is not the best day. And then there were other days that it was like just a kiss from Him, that He would show up. And in those really dark times, always, always, there was somebody that either called me, text me, or just in some way reached out to me. And it was during those darkest times that I knew that He had laid me upon somebody's heart. And guys, I will tell you, don't ever doubt the strength of your prayers. Just because you might not be close by in proximity with that person, but there is absolutely no distance in the Holy Spirit. And when God lays someone on your heart, do not hesitate. Stop and pray, because there's a reason. There is a reason He brought them to you. I felt that presence so many times over this past year. It's been a year. It has been a year. And I am so thankful for all of y'all that fed us, that loved us, that prayed over us, that carried us through this, because it was a journey. And I know one thing Johnny always told me. He said, don't you ever say to me that you are tired. Yep. Don't you ever say you're tired. And I said, I won't. You can't do that. You cannot give a toehold for Him to get in.
That's right. Absolutely.
You're doing good.
And during this time, for a period of time, guys, when it first started, I slept on our sofa in the den. And He never left me. He slept in his recliner. And at that time that I was sleeping on that sofa, the Lord gave me two dreams. That first dream, we live from the front of our door of our house to Highway 27 is a mile and back, so that's a 2 mile stretch. And I saw myself walking unassisted from that front door to the highway and back. And I will do that. Yes. I will do that. And last summer when we were at youth camp, Dylan, we come up to hear Rebecca speak. And little Sarah Jameson was there with her little son, Jet. And Jet was, he didn't turn two until September. And I was really, I was in pain, and I couldn't stand like this, and I sure couldn't walk. And I was sitting there at the back with Sarah and Johnny and her husband, Craig, and little Jet Man. And I don't know if we got up, but we were in praise and worship, but what it was, but little Jet looked at me and he said, "Get up, Toad," because everybody, I'm Toad to my granddaughter. He said that twice. Wow. And I have often thought in my spirit, if I had listened to that little bitty voice, "Get up, Toad," if I had done that then, quite possibly, I could have been leaps and bounds ahead. But those words come out of the mouth of a little child. Get up, Toad.
Babe.
Yep. And then my second dream was that I have a testimony and that I would share it before a body of women. And I will do that. I've had the opportunity to do it once, and I will do it again. Because, guys, we've got people sitting on pews that are so broken. And if we don't reach out, if we don't minister to them, we're responsible. We've got women that carry burdens that nobody knows about.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody, sometimes their spouses don't even know about it. So it's up to us to bring hope and to minister to them, because we're living in a broken world, totally broken. And that will come to pass, and I will speak, because like I said a while ago, I told the Lord, "You get me through this, I will not be silent. I will tell the world." Our words are so important to our outcome. Just like this little book right here, First Words Matter, Last Words Stand. And whatever we speak has a direct result on the outcome of our lives.
Absolutely.
And you know, you think about this tongue, it's the smallest part of our body, but it sure can either do evil or good.
Yes.
Evil or good. You know, Pastor Tom, I just love that. I'm so thankful to this church that we got rooted and grounded.
Yes.
And Stacy Boster, you're responsible for that.
Yes.
Rebecca was taking therapy. And Stacy said, "Why don't you come and try RCC Youth?" But then way, way, way years back, when y'all were over by the old stinky rendering plant, we come to hear Tom speak. And then the years pass, and the Lord just planted us here. And I am so thankful, because had it not been for the word that we have been taught, I would not be standing here today. But Pastor Tom taught us to plant those seeds.
Yes.
But don't mingle. Don't mingle your seed.
That's it.
I sat today, and I've got 100 bags of little mustard seed. And if anybody wants them, you are welcome to them. The scriptures are written on there. Matthew 17:20, Mark 11:23. We have stood on that, and that has been life.
Yes.
That has been life to us. But you know, you go out, and Tom and Karen, y'all garden, and I love to garden. He does, okay. But you know, you go out there and you plant that seed and you put it in the ground, and you can't go out the next day and dig that seed back up. You've got to leave it there. You've got to water it. You've got to nurture it. You've got to fertilize it. And then your harvest will come. And I'm grateful for that. But you got to leave it in the ground and don't dig it up. Do not dig it up. We were in Little Rock at one of my appointments, and Johnny had some seeds with him, and there were two or three women in that room. And he went over to them and he asked them, he said, "Can I talk to y'all for a minute?" And they were very receptive, and he was able to share with them, to give them a seed and tell them, you know, give them the scriptures and tell them the importance behind it and the promise behind it. And I've been able to share with people when I go for labs once a month. I've been able to. There's some of the sweetest people there that have just blessed me, blessed my heart, and I've been able to share and pass those out to them. But I will tell my story.
Jody was talking about her trip to Little Rock. First time we went down there, y'all, I literally had to lift her out of the car, get her on her walker, and help her in. And I think they did a mammogram that time.
Yes.
And the ladies back there, when she got done, we had to get her back in the vehicle. And she was wore out from that trip. This last time we went down there, the ladies down there in the radio island seen her. She was walking with just her cane. It didn't really need it then. And the woman told her, "I didn't know about you when you was here in June."
August. It was August.
August or June?
It was August.
But that's what God's word will do for you.
Amen.
You can see this over here, "Be calm, for I am God. Be still and watch me work." That's what the Holy Spirit gave me one morning about 4 o'clock. I was sitting there praying in the Spirit for Jody. And I encourage anybody that hadn't received the baptism, the filling of the Holy Spirit, receive it and talk in tongues. Talk in the Spirit, because I am a firm believer when you're talking in the Spirit, Satan can't hear what you're saying.
Amen.
He don't have a clue what you're... It's between you and God. And it says power will come upon you when you receive dunamis power. Power that you don't understand. I know one night I was we had moved from the couch to the bed. She was in Rebecca's room and I was in our room. And by the way, I told her when she moved in, I said, "I won't sleep under the covers until you're in the bed with me." That's the way I felt. I was sitting there praying. And the Holy Spirit told me, said, "You are the author of this house. You've got power over your house. Go in there, anoint her with oil, and pray over her." Now this is 1 o'clock in the morning, y'all. I get up out of the bed. I find our anointing oil at the house. And I walk in there, and she looks at me and says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm here to pray for you, and we're going to get rid of this thing in you." I started praying in tongues. I have never prayed in the Spirit like I prayed that night. I was literally shouting in that room. And you can say what you want to, but I'm going to tell you this. I literally cast that demon out of our house. I told that demon where to go, which direction to go, and what to do when he got there and not come back.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's
right. And like, now this is 1 o'clock in the morning. And the Spirit, I guess I was in the Spirit realm. I literally seen him come out of my barn, go across the creek, and go out the back gate of our pasture. And after that, I thought the next morning she'd be up just jumping up and down. But it didn't happen that way. See, that was some more of that seed, time, and harvest. I planted the seed. I took authority over our house and over the situation that God gave me the authority to do. And he'll do that to each and every one of you in your house. Men, you have the authority over your house to cast out whatever comes in your house.
Amen.
And don't be afraid to do it. look him in the eye and tell him to go to hell and sit on a rock.
There you go. That's right.
I have done that two or three times at the house.
Yeah.
And he got him out. And she is literally, well, you know, you can see her today.
Yes.
It's not what I did. It's not what she'd done. It's what
the
he's
Lord.
Done.
Amen.
It's all the praise and glory goes to the Heavenly Father. And that scripture or that up there is another time he talked to me at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's bad about talking to me about 4 o'clock in the morning. That seems like when I slow down enough that I can listen. And I sat in there praying for her in tongues again. And that right there come to me. But I was thinking about when Jesus was in the back of the boat. He literally spoke to that storm. If you'll read it, it says in there, talk to your storm, talk to your mountain. It says in there three times to talk and one time to believe. So you got to put action in what you're doing. Well, I was praying in the spirit again, and that's what he told me. Be calm, for I am God. And be still and watch me work. This has been a faith walk. And Bonnie, I remember telling you, this faith walk is not for sissies or the faint of heart. When you start it, you better hang on and grab a hold and hang with it. Because you're literally fighting for somebody's life. And I was fighting for her. Because I did not want to live life without her. I got 45 years invested in her, and I don't want to. But I thank God every day for the progress that she's made. I mean, y'all have literally seen her come from her worst to this right here.
Yes.
And that walk is coming. I told her, I said, I might not walk with you. I might ride side by side with you. But I've done changed my mind. I'll walk with her. Because this has been not only a walk for her. It's been a walk for both of us.
Amen.
And through this, I have learned more and more. I used to not care about the Old Testament. It's just a bunch of stories. But y'all, it's more than just stories. It was printed for us to use in times of trouble. The other morning, God showed me about Aaron and her. And holding up
Moses' arms.
Every time he went down, the battle would rage on. But when they raised his hands and kept his hands up, they won the battle.
Yeah.
All right? This is where I have been coming in. I've been standing there raising her arms and holding her arms up. Because I told her, like she told you, the very start, we're not going to say we're tired.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to hear them words. No. And I've had to get in her face two or three times.
Two or three and dozen times.
Kathy has. Kathy and Bonnie both have literally got in her face and straightened her out. And I gave him full permission to.
You know, Johnny bringing up Aaron and her, that is one thing that look at yourselves and consider yourself an Aaron and her. Because when somebody can't hold their arms up and we can hold them up for them, we can be their Aaron and her. Because sometimes it just gets a little heavy. Gets a little bit heavy, and the weight just gets to be more than you can bear at times. But through this journey, all the way through it, God has been faithful. He has blessed us with people that have been there for us, that have held us up. Kathy has been there, has let me cry. She said, go ahead and cry, Jody. And I'm like, but what good does it do? But just know that this church is life to us. You know, I was raised in the Church of God, and I've told Susan this. I was always told what I could not do, but I never knew what God provided for me, what was there for me. And I know my parents did the best they could by me. I'm grateful for the raising that I had, but I'm so thankful for the word that has come alive in our lives. And I mean, I look at our children now. We've got a daughter that's a youth pastor. Our other daughter is praise and worship leader in her church, and God has just done tremendous things within our family. Our son-in-law is walking with the Lord. They've raised our granddaughter in church. I'm just so thankful. The things that we do are not just for us right now. It's for generations to come. It's for the generations to come that, you know, during all this time, I know I was laying in bed one day and I come across something that Oral Roberts was diagnosed with tuberculosis, I believe, at the age of 17. And he was bedridden for 5 months. But his mother told him, do not get under the covers of that bed. Do not do that. You can lay on the top of the bed, but do not get under the covers of that bed. That resonated with my spirit, and I laid on the top of that bed for weeks. I refused to get under the covers of that bed. I refused to give him any little bitty tiny opening to cause doubt to come upon me. And I thought, no, I won't. I can lay right here on the top of this bed and I will be fine. Carmen and BJ come out to the house, and it was probably about early fall. Mm-hmm. And we have a really nice bedroom suit that I was so proud of, because I'd never had anything that matched when we was first married. It was just like mismatch. But our bed was really, really high, and I could not get in that bed. And the kids took the bed frame down and put the box springs and the mattress on the floor and where that it's comfortable that I can get in it. And the first time that I was able to lay by him was such a comfort to my heart. Because he said, I won't lay in that bed until you can lay there with me. And God granted that, and I'm so grateful. I'm just so thankful. And I just can't praise him enough, because I've been to the edge of death. I have been there. But he promised me that I would live and not die, and I would declare his works. And I will do that. I will do that. And I have a friend now that's dealing with a very serious health issue, and I want to encourage her. I told her daughter, I said, whatever you do, I said, write those scriptures down. Bonnie, I'll never forget Susan saying you had them posted everywhere. Write them down, and I said, put them on light switches. Put them on doors. Put them on mirrors. Put them everywhere that she can see them, so that she can read those. She can get them into her spirit, and she can hold on to those, because she just recently, within the past week and a half, lost her husband, and now she's dealing with a serious health issue. And I want her to know that there's hope. Yeah. Don't give up. Don't allow him to creep in on you. Don't allow him to place those thoughts in your mind of negativity. But you hold on, because she's got a little granddaughter that she needs to be there for. But don't ever give up. And if y'all are ever faced with something, just know that we've got a body here that will stand with you and that will walk with you through it all. Through it all.
One thing I want to encourage y'all to do, even if you're not sick or anything coming against you, we have found 101 healing scripture by Keith Moore, and Kenneth Copeland has got it out on YouTube.
Yeah.
We literally go to bed with that every night.
Yeah.
And before this happened, we were doing it every morning before I walked out to go to work. I encourage you, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The more you hear, the more you hear.
Yes.
And the more you hear, the gets it in here. And that's where you live from. Get into the word. I've watched Jody sit over in that recliner and study the word and study the word. And it has brought her through this.
It has.
It's life. Something that the Holy Spirit showed me the other day was we talk about talking to your mountain a little while ago. Well, when you start talking to that mountain, you may start with a spoon. And you start digging with that spoon on that mountain. And before long, you're progressing up to another level of equipment. And something he showed me, he said, when you dig out of that mountain, where do the spoils go when you dig out? And he showed me, he said, when you dig that spoils out of that mountain, you put it over here on this side where your faith is, and it's building your faith up. Because you see, you got evidence of what talking to that mountain will do, and what evidence of what the Word of God will do. You start digging that out, and before long, you're up to a backhoe excavator, and you're putting it over here you're building up your faith over here. Build your faith up on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
On the Holy.
Yes.
And it works, y'all. She's living proof right there. That's all, you know. I just thank God every day for her. And we've got several in this church, if you'll look around, that God has delivered out of the
Absolutely.
Brink of death. Because he's not finished with you here yet on this earth. He's got a job for you to do. There's a bunch out here that needs Jesus. And that's our job.
Again, I want to thank y'all just for walking with us through this journey. It's not a journey I chose. We don't choose these things. But I'm grateful for his love for me. I'm thankful for his steadfastness, for his word that there's no shadow of turning in him.
That's right.
That's right. He's faithful.
He is faithful. I also want to thank Scott Dawson. When Jody was first starting this journey, or we were starting this journey, he come out to me one Sunday morning as we was getting in the car. He said, get you some mustard seed.
Yeah.
And that's where this right here comes from. Thank you, Scott, because it's been healing to our heart. One little old story I want to add. Now, you gotta remember, Jody hadn't been able to do anything. She was on a walker. She couldn't walk. She told me, said, I want to drive. I want to drive so bad. Well, I believe it's Sunday.
Yeah.
We pulled on our road 307, and I parked the car over in this pull-off. She said, what are you going to do? I said, you're fixing to drive home. And y'all, she got over and she cried. It meant so much to her.
Yeah.
And we started up to our house. She said, can I go on? I said, go on up to the end of the pavement. Turn around and drive. And then it meant so much to her. And then the next Sunday, I pulled over at Walmart at Dardanelle, and she got to drive, really drive.
I got to drive with the big people on the big road.
It's little things that mean a lot, step by step. goals set.
Yes.
And that's what we have lived by. It's been a journey. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But know that your God cares for you. He's there for you.
Yes.
And Jesus took them stripes on Calvary for you.
Absolutely.
That you don't have to. We are the heel that Satan is trying to make sick.
Yes.
We don't have to put up with it. And like I said, I've told him to go to hell and sit on the rock several times during this time. Because I was sick and tired of her being sick and tired.
I never said I was tired.
No, she never did. I wouldn't let her. That's one thing I told her. Because I remember Pastor Tom saying, when you say you're tired, you're giving up.
Yep.
And I told her, I looked her in the face. I said, don't you ever say you're tired. And I'll say that to anybody out here that's got some kind of physical. And it don't matter if it's physical or
emotional, whatever.
Or, you know, monetary. God's got an answer, and He's there for you. He wants the very best for you. And stand on His word. Find scriptures that will lift you up in time. Like I said, that we listen to 101 healing scriptures. And one is in there in Proverbs that
right,
a merry heart is good like a medicine.
Like medicine. Yes.
Man, we're standing on that. And another one is it'll give strength to your bones.
Yeah.
And that's where, when that comes over, Kenneth Copeland's reading that, I'm saying, yes, Lord, that's Jody.
Yep.
She is getting strength from your word.
Absolutely.
And the word is true. And it's there for us. And like I've done time more than I was going to.
It was a gift to my heart when I was able to, and I know this probably sounds really crazy, but when I was able to wash my clothes, fold my clothes, put my dishes in the dishwasher, take them out and put them away because I am still looking for things that have been placed in wrong places. But it was just a gift to my heart, you know, to sit on my sofa, fold those towels, put them away, and wash my dishes, take them out of that dishwasher, and put them where they rightfully belong.
And hey, they were put up.
But, you know, He was such a gift to me because there was nothing that he didn't say, no, I'm not going to do that. He just, and during the summer, I feed little hummingbirds, and he just would go out there and fill up my little bird feeders and never grow. He didn't wash them like they needed to be done, but it's okay. But I didn't have a garden last year, but guys, I've got some little raised beds, and I'm going to grow me some vegetables. And I just can't say enough about how gracious and how good He's been to me because I literally would not be here were it not for Him. I will say that till my dying day. When I decide to go, because I have got things to do. That is one thing I told them down there. I said, again, I will live and not die, and I will see my granddaughter graduate from high school, and I will hold her babies someday and rock her babies and teach them the way of the Lord. I won't give up. Because this time last year, I could not do this, and I certainly could not do this. I am a walking miracle.
Amen.
And I'm grateful. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have something I'd like to cover because I think this is a problem a lot of times when people are first learning about faith. I think, and Philip Steele was the one that wrote the book
yes.
that you were talking
yes.
about. If anybody needs to write that down, it's Michelle Steele
yes.
and Philip Steele from Kansas.
He covers this in his Every Day's a Faith Day book, which is also amazing. Something he covers is that faith and wisdom, he doesn't say it this way, but faith and wisdom are friends. Y'all chose to go a medical route along with your faith.
Yes.
And I think for people that are just learning about faith, that's a big area of question for them. Did you just go with your gut, with your spirit?
Once I was given their diagnosis, and I knew that something needed to be done, I did not doubt at all the healing power of the Lord, because He does miraculous things, but He also does things in a process.
Yeah.
And one thing I have done, they've got me on a pill medication, and every time that medication comes in, this girl right here, I will not put that in my mouth until she and I have agreed and prayed over that.
Yeah.
And I don't care what the doctor says, my healing is from the Lord.
That's right.
My healing is from the Lord. I'm just doing what He feels like I need to do. And if it gets to a place that it does not agree with my spirit, I will not do it. I will not allow Him to put something on me that I feel is going to be detrimental and will not be for my benefit, because I'm standing on this right here.
You're still in faith.
Yes, ma'am.
Still in faith. And the thing about it, the medical field. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for the medical field. But if you'll notice, they say they're practicing.
Good word.
We're not practicing.
No.
We're standing.
No.
Standing in faith. Standing on His promises.
Yeah.
And it's proven here.
Yeah.
This has stood the test of time. Theirs has not stood the test of time. They're just practicing. And that's where me and Jody are right now.
Yeah.
Some things we do not want to do, and we're going to stand on it.
Yes.
And
because like Johnny said, when I was down there in August, I was in a terrible shape. And then when I went back in December, and I sat in Dr. Foley, the radiologist's office, and she said, "I really did not know about you." And I said, "Well, let me tell you." I said, "It's nothing but the Lord. Nothing but the Lord." Because she was amazed. She was astounded that I was even upright and walking, because like Johnny said, they had to literally put me in that Tahoe because I was in such pain that I couldn't function. So yes, I will continue to stand. We will continue to pray over that medication. It will not go into my mouth. And it will do what it's designed to do, and it will not bring harm upon my body. It will not. Because He is faithful. And guys, He loves us. He's so passionate about us. And I've thought many times, if I'd been that one little sheep that was lost out there, He'd have left that 99 and come and found me. And He found me in my darkest time. And I'm so thankful.
Right.
And I said I wouldn't go cry. We're not going to have that.
We're open to you. We can tell you some pretty sad stories. But we're not here. We're here to celebrate.
Absolutely.
We're celebrating her total healing. Yes, ma'am. You said it.
Yes.
and we're seeing it. You know, the victory has been won. The battle has been won. Sure, we're fighting a few little skirmishes. He hadn't learned that he's defeated yet in our household, but I'm telling you, he's defeated. He's gone. He's through.
I still have a stake. I went to a ladies' meeting at Tim Brooks's, and I still have that stake, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to drive that in you every chance I get, like JL did, just drive it in him. Yep. Just drive it in him.
By any means necessary.
Yes. Yes.
By any means necessary.
And when we had a lot of things that come against us, and I know we were going home one afternoon, and Johnny hit a deer to the tune of $8,000 to my car. And I remember we just started laughing about it because I thought, you know what? You just really think that you're going to get a little toe hole here, but we're not going to have this. And we just laughed it off, and I thought, any other time I would have been like, oh, my word, now here we go. But I was like, hey, it's all good. You just come at me with anything you got and see what I'm going to throw back on you. Because he has been too good to me, and I will not bow.
When something comes against you, the Bible says that weapons will form against you.
But they will not prosper.
It don't say that you're not going to have these weapons come against you, but it says they will not prosper.
They will not prosper.
And that's what you got to stand on.
Yep.
I don't care what you got going on in your life. You can take John 10:10. That's my go-to scripture every time something comes out. Yep. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come to give you life and more
and
abundant
life.
And that's what we're all after, that more abundant life.
Yep.
And he will give it to you.
Again, we love y'all, and we're so thankful and grateful for this church body.
You know, something right real quick I got thinking about. It talks about a three-chord.
Three-strand cord.
That's what this body is. It's a cord. And every one of you is a strand to help somebody or
interwoven.
And you're interwoven. And when things come against you, like Jody said, she had ladies that would call her, text her, and her dark is ours. You know, I couldn't really talk, or I could talk to her, but she needed help. I remember one Sunday when she was in her lowest, I needed some help. And I come up here, and the men got behind me and prayed for me and lifted me up. They lifted my arms up. And that's what the church body is for, y'all, is stand with each other. And in standing, you're telling the world, hey, we're going to make it. We've got a God that loves us. He cares for us. And no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. It's gone. And it once again, we want to thank y'all, the church, for asking us to speak. It may not be what everybody, but it get in the Word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And build yourself up in the Most Holy High, speaking in the Holy Spirit tongues. And I believe it was Jerry Savelle, Bonnie, didn't he say that tongues is the bucket that we draw up from God? Start drawing it up and pouring it over the top of your head and let it just run down like the Holy Spirit oil. And it's good.
Do you want to go from table to table and see if they want those?
Does anybody want?
Tanya, one thing you mentioned to me is the turning point.
Get as many as you want.
And I want to go back in my journal and I want to find that specific turning point for me. Because I struggled for quite some time. But I'm gonna find that. Like I said, I'm on my fourth journal. But there was a turning point to where that I grabbed hold of it. I struggled for a while, and when Tanya said that to me, no, I did not have my fight. I was just kind of like a stick that was just on that water, and I was just floating, and I had not gotten rooted where I needed to be. But I'm going to find where that turning point was. Because you've got to lay hold to it with everything in your being. Because he is out to destroy us. And he knows I have a work. He knows I have a call on my life. And he knows that I'm passionate about it. And I will do it. I will do it, yes. And again, I love y'all, and I just appreciate knowing that if I have a need, there's people here that will take me before the Father and hold my arms when they're weak. And I'm going to hold some people's arms. I'm going to hold their arms.